Good morning. It's 24th of June. Our first reading today is 1 Samuel chapter 3. I'm reading to you once again from Brother Roger Lewis. This section links chapters 2 and 3 of 1 Samuel. I read. When Hannah learned of the final words of the man of God, her desire was realized to the full. She had no doubt that the promise of a faithful priest concerned her son, but it was humility that filled her heart, and not pride. What moved her the most was the knowledge that she had set all this in motion. She, a woman without importance, without rank, without influence, had become the vehicle for the divine purpose. For all our endeavours, we can only ever be but an instrument for the Lord, and it is sovereign prerogative to decide who or what his instrumentality might be. But God responded to one who pleaded that she might be used to accomplish his purpose. She understood what it meant to be but the handmaid of the Highest, yet what honour and joy it had brought her at the end. The words of the man of God were so astounding in their magnitude that she could but rejoice in her part. There was deep wisdom in the spirit of Hannah, for during the darkness of her trial, not once did she make request for her own sake or for her own satisfaction. Her desire was always for a priest that would do according to all that was in his heart and his mind, and the Lord heard her request and approved of her spirit. The startling message of the man of God showed that her cries of despair had been acknowledged and her fervent pleas answered. It was as if God had said, "Hannah, I have heard you. All that you have grieved over will be removed. All that you have sought for will be performed. All that you have hoped for will be fulfilled." Hannah mourned over the peace offerings, filled with despair at their desecration by the brazen disregard of Hophni and Phinehas. God's answer condemned Eli's sons in that very sin, and promised that no sacrifice or offering would ever be efficacious on their behalf. In that judgment, Hannah's spiritual grief was vindicated. Hannah knew that only a better priest could lead the nation to holiness, and she sought to be the bearer of the priestly child, and dedicated him to appear before the Lord for ever, clear in her vow that his was a lifetime service of priestly leadership. God's answer promised to raise up the very priest she sought, whose service would indeed be before God's anointed for ever. In that promise, Hannah's godly desire was approved. Hannah felt the ancient enmity of the seed of the woman against the seed of the serpent from the moment she first met Hophni and Phinehas. That controversy led to her desire to rescue the nation, and her song of thanksgiving soared ahead to the Lord's power to defeat his enemies by sudden and violent overthrow. God's answer revealed his determination, deliberate and terrible, to execute that very penalty upon Hophni and Phinehas. In that verdict, Hannah's divine perspective was endorsed. Hannah saw that the sin of Hophni and Phinehas was linked to a life made rich by a misuse of priestly privileges. She saw how that wealth corrupted their behaviour, but she firmly believed in God's power to turn their fullness into poverty. God's answer brought that very poverty upon Eli's family, in a reversal announced in Hannah's own words. In that sentence, Hannah's righteous request was fulfilled. It was Hannah's spirit of faith which enabled her to see beyond herself to the viewpoint of heaven. The voice of the man of God was heaven's reply, and in heaven's answer, Hannah would be comforted. May we all share that spirit of faith. Thank you for listening.